Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpey.
And I'm Pete Torpey. Now, I'll bet here's an issue that many of you can relate to. You receive a prescription from the pharmacy in the mail or in person, and you get home and you wonder what it is, and you have no idea because you can't read the label. And sometimes your OCR program on your phone won't read the label. Well, today we'll be talking about a simple, free solution to solve that problem.
We'll speak with Jenna Reed, a representative of Envision America, about some of their labeling solutions using various techniques and technologies that you might find helpful for solving this problem. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Jenna Reed.
You know, this is the biggest tip is to keep in mind, I would think that this is free. This is no cost. So if you don't need it, perhaps you have a friend who needs it. You know, just give us a call and we're happy to help. And we're happy to share any information that we have.
And the it she is talking about is the ScriptTalk device that can be sent to you for free, or an app that does the same thing that runs on your cell phone. And we'll be talking about that in just a minute.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Let's start by meeting Jenna and learning about Envision America, the company, before we go on to learn about their products.
Hi, my name is Jenna Reed. I'm the Director of Marketing for Envision America. I've been with the company just over a year. My history is in editorial and journalism, and I moved into marketing probably about 3 or 4 years ago. So I really love helping people. I like to feel like I make a difference. And that's one thing that this company really offered me that I very much embraced. So when I was looking to make the move to Florida, it was just a natural fit. So I'm excited to be here and excited to be helping the community.
Cool. Many of our listeners and many of your customers have visual impairments. Do you?
I do not.
So before we get into talking about some of the products that you distribute to people, can you tell us how big Envision America is?
Envision America, we're probably a company of about 25 people. We have our own building in Palmetto. The key to what we do is that we're in thousands of pharmacies across the United States and Canada. So although the company itself is not huge, what we offer is, and it's a free service for customers and patients.
Great.
Eyes on Success is made possible in part by our corporate partners. Underwriting pairs the impact of targeted marketing with the integrity of community goodwill.
Learn more by sending an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is some of the products from Envision America, in particular the IDmate and ScriptTalk, complete with a demonstration of the latter in about 20 minutes.
So give us a quick overview of the products that you do sell, and then we can talk more specifically about some of them.
Well, our key products that helped to found the company was our IDmate. It was started, probably 20 or so years ago. We're a family-owned company, so we very much care about our customers, and we really strive to make a difference. So the founders of the company were a family, and there were three brothers. Two could not see and had lost vision later in life. One was very good at Braille, however, the other one was not. And then one could see. So they loved playing poker, and they would get together all the time over these poker cards. And there'd always have to be someone reading the cards and whispering in one of the brothers' ears as to what the card said.
That doesn't work so well after a while, does it?
No, it doesn't. It kind of spoils the fun. So they came up with this awesome idea to create this device that you could label the cards, the playing cards, and you could, you know, record what that label was, and you could speak into a device and say what the card was so that you didn't have that issue. You could hook it up with earphones. So he could now play cards by himself.
So every time he got the three of clubs, this device would just speak into his ear and tell him it was the three of clubs. He didn't need someone telling him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it really gave him independence. And it's just evolved from there. That was the original ID mate. And then there's been six generations since then.
We did an episode almost 7 years ago, number 1328, in which we talked about the ID mate. And what's changed in the ensuing time? What are some of the newer features?
Instead of just talking, and you can still do that with our current model, but it also now reads UPC codes. So if you go to a grocery store, think about scanning items through the checkout. There's this red laser that catches the barcodes on it. And that's what this Galaxy is based on. It's a barcode reader. So it's really simple. And you just spin the product in front of it and it'll capture that.
So that's great. And for anything without a UPC code, you can presumably record your own message.
You can. There's an onboard database of millions of items. And then it happens really rarely. But if there's an item that is not tagged in our database, it also goes out and searches the Wi-Fi. You can connect it to your Wi-Fi. So it's going to look at Amazon, Walmart, and I think the other one is Jet.com. And it's going to try to find that information for you.
Well, that can be pretty handy for someone who doesn't see. Can you describe the unit? I take it it's a small handheld unit with a minimal number of buttons so people can easily use it?
It's kind of like if you've ever used an inventory tool, some of our customers use it as that. I like to have fun with it. I think of it as like a ray gun or a sci-fi gun. It fits in the palm of your hand. It's very ergonomic and it's very simple to use. You know, it comes with a lanyard so you can wear it around your house or in the kitchen. And if you have something that it's not labeled, you can put labels on it. We have dishwasher safe. We have iron-ons. We have ones you can attach with rubber bands. So you can make it work however you'd like to.
Sounds very versatile.
Yeah. The cool thing that I love about it is it's not only going to tell you what that item is, it's also going to tell you all that nutritional information on the box if it's food. And it's going to tell you if there's directions on how to cook it. It's going to tell you that too.
Great. What other products does Envision America sell?
Well, one of the things that we clued on to very early on is that if you can't see, when it comes to prescription medications, you know, that can be a big risk, particularly if you have multiple pills that you're taking, you know, trying to tell them apart. I had one gentleman who told me he'd have a toolbox in his garage and he would put pills in different drawers and then he would memorize what's in each drawer. I can't imagine doing something like that or having to do something like that.
Oh, you should imagine it. Pete has pill bottles and eye drop bottles all over the house. If it's in this drawer, it's this eye drop.
And some of them have rubber bands and some of them don't. And so that until recently has been my system for organizing my eye drops and other medication.
And I'm just guessing, but it's a good bet that many of our listeners are giggling right now because that's what they do.
Yeah, well, you get creative and you find what works for you and you try different methods, you know. And what we try to do is just make it simple, easy, you know, increase safety and independence.
But now, thanks to Envision America cooperating with my pharmacy and many others, I have a way around that problem. So maybe you can describe the solution that Envision America came up with to address this issue.
We looked at this issue and we really wanted to find a solution that would increase safety and independence. You know, that's what this company is all about. It's about giving the people the tools that they need. So we came up with that. It's a little tag. It's a talking label is what it ends up being. So it's going to read all that information to you. It'll read the patient name, the drug name, dosage, instructions, prescription number, date, pharmacy information, warnings, and the patient education leaflets. So all of that information is now in the palm of your hands when you pick up that bottle.
How do you do that?
The way we do that is we work with pharmacies, and they put, it's called an RFID tag. It's a radio frequency identification tag. And they put this at the bottom of all pill bottles, and they program it with all the information that you need. So if you need a reminder, and you don't have to go through all of it, you can jump. So if today you just want to hear the med information, you can do that. Or if you need a reminder of the dosage, you can do that as well. So it's a pretty cool system, and it's free. That's the best thing about it. There is no cost to the customer whatsoever.
So I actually have recent experience with this device. It turns out that we changed our healthcare provider after moving out to Colorado, and I learned that they support this ScriptTalk system if you ask for accessible pill bottles and drop bottles and stuff like that. And when I signed up for that, they sent me one of the ScriptTalk units. And as you said, it's very easy. When a bottle comes, you just place the bottom of it near the device and it will speak all of this information. And there are buttons on the device to scroll through the information if you only want to hear some of the information. And so I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a huge hit with people. And the cool thing is that little device, it kind of looks like an old school answering machine. And it's really user-friendly. It has some bumps on the top of it. It has three buttons that are play, rewind, and go forward. And then it's got a rolling on the front lip of it that you use to turn it on and control the volume.
Yes, it's very simple. And as you said, it's provided free by the pharmacies if you let them know that you want accessible pill bottles.
Mm-hmm. What happens is you sign up with a pharmacy, and then the pharmacy sends us your information, and we ship that out to you from Palmetto, Florida. So we give you the device on loan for however long you need it. All we ask is once you're done with it, that you send it back to us so we can pass it along to the next customer.
One thing we discovered was that not all the employees at every pharmacy actually knows about this device. So if you walk in and you say, I'd like one of these devices, you may have to talk a little while to explain to them that, yes, indeed, their pharmacy carries this service. And, you know, they're usually pretty nice and they'll go figure it out and get you what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, word of mouth is a huge thing with us. A lot of times you have to educate the pharmacist to it. They're always welcome to call us. For example, we're in Walmarts right now throughout. That's something that's new throughout the country. And we're also in Sam's Clubs. So if you say you go into Walmart and they're not sure that they offer it, if they look on, it's an internal system called their Wire. It'll give them all the details as to how to get you signed up for it. And they can do it usually within a week, 7 days.
So I assume you're expanding your partnerships with pharmacies these days, and people really ought to be asking to see who participates.
And we are. One of the big things also driving demand is certain states have been working. There's people who are really excited on the ground, and they push at the state level for legislation that will encourage the pharmacy to provide it to their community. So we've had some recent state laws go into place that also helps to spread the word. And it also gets pharmacies on board that this is available and that they can offer this to their community. Just to give you an example, Nevada just passed it a few years ago. Oregon just passed it this past year. And in fact, just this week, the Oregon Board of Pharmacy had a meeting to discuss how to get these guidelines in place for pharmacists.
Oh, great.
So as of right now, if you go to a pharmacy in Oregon, you can ask for a prescription reader, and they are required to give you one. And we're really excited because Ohio, Colorado, and Pennsylvania are also looking to put legislation in place that would encourage pharmacies to offer this as well. When I say offer this, I don't necessarily mean ScriptTalk. I mean an accessible label to help you with your medications.
Great. As simple as this system is, I noticed shortly after getting the device, which is pretty handy, that you now have an app that people can use on their smartphone that works in a very similar way.
That's another big thing that's taking off for us, because it's great because it's in the palm of your hands. You don't have to worry about taking around your script doc station, and you can have it wherever you go, and you can whip it out at any time. And it just became available for the iOS system this past year. It's something we've been working on. It's been available for Android now for, I think, a couple years. And I mean, people love it. They're really excited about it. That's huge. And that way you don't have to wait for us to send you a unit. And you don't have to worry about returning it whenever you're done with it. I mean, your phone is like an appendage nowadays. At least it is for me. If I forget it at home, oh my God. You know, what am I going to do?
Yes, the app on the phone is very handy. I mean, I don't have to be carrying around the ScriptTalk device, as you mentioned. I always have my phone in my pocket. And if I'm looking for what a bottle is, I just hold it up to the phone. And there's a quick scan mode that just tells you what the drug is. And then there's also a more detailed section in which you can scan each of the sections, as you said, the instructions for taking the prescription, who it's from, who the doctor was, etc.
So you've put me out of a job.
Yes. I was always walking up to Nancy with this pile of bottles saying, okay, what's this one? What's this one? What's this one? And then I'd forget and I'd have to ask her all over again in a couple of weeks.
So it was complicated, but this is great.
Yeah, imagine if you're living alone and you don't have that person to constantly be able to ask that to. You know, that's something that, you know, our folks are very concerned by, because sometimes medicines feel a lot alike, or they switch out a pill that you're used to another generic, and, you know, you don't know what it is. So,
yes. And this is useful not only for people who are totally blind like I am, but, you know, many older people have trouble reading the small print on these prescription bottles and the labels. And I would guess either of these, either on your phone or having the device, would be quite handy.
They definitely are. They definitely are.
So you provide the devices and the apps, and the pharmacies essentially write on these writable RFID tags. Is that how this works?
Correct. We give them a software that helps them program these RFID tags in-house. So we have no access to your medication information. All of that stays, you know, with your pharmacy. And your pharmacy is the one that takes that information, plugs it into our system, and then is able to program the tag right there at the counter. Or mail orders do it as well.
What other services do you offer to make prescription information accessible?
ScriptTalk is only one part of our service offering. We offer Scriptability, so it's a whole suite of accessible labels. In addition to talking labels, we also offer ScriptView. It's a large print label that comes on a booklet form on your bottle. So it's a bigger font. It's easier to see, you know, if someone has just a little bit of a vision issue. And it stays right there on your bottle so that you don't have to worry about losing an extra leaflet or something like that, too.
Great.
We also now offer dual language of translation. So in addition to English, it'll also have Spanish or another language on it. We can do up to 17 languages. And then one of our most recent offerings is controlled substance safety labels, and that we call CSSLs. And that is basically, it's not so much for the visually impaired community, although it's tied into this suite of offerings. It's for anyone who takes a controlled substance or an opioid or something along those lines. And it's designed to highlight how dangerous that medication is and kind of caution you to make sure you're taking it properly. And what's really cool about it is, in addition to giving you the cautionary information on the bottle, it also has a QR code. You can scan with your phone, and it has an online video that is really user-friendly and offers additional information about that medication and the caution statements that go with it.
Can people also get prescription labels in Braille?
We do offer a Braille option too under Scriptability. That's pretty cool that they can program the information through the software at the pharmacy, and they'll print out strips of paper that have Braille on it, and then that will be affixed directly to the prescription bottle. So if you do read Braille, that's also a pretty good benefit.
Oh, great.
Wow. What about people who are both blind and deaf or hard of hearing? Can they use ScriptTalk and the Scriptability suite?
One of the other cool things that we don't talk about as much is that we're not just for individuals who are visually impaired. We also serve the deaf-blind community. Just like we have a software that goes into pharmacies, we also have a software that we can connect to a USB on a computer, and a deaf-blind individual can use that to send the information from ScriptTalk to a browser and translate it into Braille or a Braille display.
Terrific. So I know this service is offered throughout the U.S. in various places. I'm wondering, have you branched outside the U.S. to offer some of these services and partner with pharmacies?
We do work in Canada, so we have some pharmacies in Canada. And, you know, we're looking to see what we can do.
So you've described this as being a funding model where it's free to the consumer. Who actually pays for it? These devices aren't cheap.
So the software that we provide to the pharmacies, they pay a licensing fee or service fee on that. And then they also pay for the labels or the RFID tags that they put on the bottle. So that's where the money comes into it.
Oh, and you're offering the hardware devices, which is why you just mentioned that if you don't need it anymore, people can send it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I should do that because now I'm using the phone app instead. Where would I send it to? How do I get it back to you?
I would probably recommend you give us a call and we can send you a label to put on it that'll mail it back to us for free. So if you want to give us a call at 1-800-890-1180, we would invite you to.
Okay, great. Well, I just might do that because the phone app way of using this is just so handy and it doesn't require a special device and someone else can make use of this device who doesn't have a smartphone. We can all help everybody.
Is there anything we missed?
We're always exploring new things and we try to react to our customers. That's why we love customer input. If something's not working or you're having an issue, give us a call and we'll do what we can to help. But we're always looking for what can we do and, you know, how can we help?
And this all came from people wanting to play poker.
Pretty much. And you know what's funny is to this day, we have playing cards that we offer that we sell with our Galaxy that is already UPC barcoded and ready to go. So now anyone can play poker. And this is like 20 years later. So it's pretty cool. It all, you know, circles around and goes back home as to where it began.
And as promised, here's Pete doing a demonstration of how he uses the ScriptTalk with his iPhone.
Okay, I have my phone here and I just have to show how this works. Hey Siri, open ScriptTalk.
ScriptTalk.
And let's flick right.
Scan button.
There's the scan button. I'll do a single finger double tap.
Alert, ready to scan. Ready to scan.
And I'll place the sample prescription bottle that they sent me over the phone.
Place ScriptTalk label over ear speaker at the ScriptTalk, patient, John J. Smith.
And now if I keep flicking right, it'll go through various elements to tell me more about the prescription.
Medication, amoxicillin 250 milligram capsule.
Next.
Instructions, take one capsule 3 times daily. Quantity, 30 capsules. Fill date, June 20th, 2019. Use by date, June 20th, 2020. Refills remaining, 0. Prescriber, Drive, Ben Casey. Kaiser Permanente A Pharmacy. Pharmacy phone, 309-555-1212. Prescription number, 123456. Warning. Important, finish all this medication unless otherwise directed by prescriber. Warning. This medicine may be taken with or without food. Warning. May cause diarrhea during treatment. If it persists or becomes severe, tell your doctor or pharmacist.
Well, maybe that's enough information. And it's as simple as that. So as I mentioned, that was a sample prescription bottle that they sent me along with the ScriptTalk hardware device when I received it. But the demonstration I did was using my smartphone. So either way, it works just as well, whether you want to use a smartphone and you're comfortable with that, or if you're less comfortable with technology and want to use the hardware device, you can get one of those for free.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about Envision America and their products and how to contact them and Jenny Reed directly.
If people would like to find out more about your organization and some of the devices you sell, where would you send them?
I would send them to envisionamerica.com, envisionamerica.com, and that has information both on our IDmate Galaxy and our Scriptability suite. And it also, you know, lets you know you can look up by your zip code to see what pharmacy in your area might provide it. If your pharmacy does not provide it, please give us a call and we will talk to them. A lot of times they just aren't aware of it, and we can help facilitate that.
And as you say, sometimes they just are not aware of it. I've been mail ordering my prescriptions, and the app told me that this was available. But when I tried to pick up some prescriptions in person and told them about this device, they had no idea that their organization had such a system.
Each pharmacy chain and each group is different. Some do just provide it through mail order. Some also provide it in person over the counter.
So if anybody has a question, do you have an email address or telephone number they could call?
Sure, they can call me directly at 941-702-6708, or they can email me at jreed@envisionamerica.com.
And do you have a social media presence?
We do. We're very active on Facebook. We're at Envision America, and we're also on Twitter, and you can find us at ENV America. And we love hearing from folks.
Good.
So check it out. See if your pharmacy or healthcare provider is actually hooked up with this service, and it might be quite beneficial to you. And of course, you can find all the contact information we talked about in the show notes associated with this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for show number 2012. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about Narrator, the free built-in screen reader in Windows. Over the past years, Microsoft has added a number of major enhancements, and we will speak with Jeff Bishop, a program manager in the accessibility team at Microsoft, about some of these new features and why, if you haven't used Narrator in a while, it might be worth a second look.
See you all next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.